No matter where you go, he is there. These songs reinforce that today on Homecoming Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Ooh, it's a show dedicated to keeping you inspired through gospel music. I'm Daniel Britt. That was Kevin Williams.
Yes.
Next to him is Gene McDonald.
Hello.
Around the room, Buddy Green.
Yay. Hello.
Tori Tapp.
That's me.
Lauren Talley.
That's me.
Michael Booth.
What's left of me?
Mark Lowry.
Hey, everybody.
And Bill Gaither, you said it.
How right you are. And my guests today are champions of that message. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
Listen to everybody clapping and singing on this. The whole homecoming game.
Although I cannot see the way for life's tempestuous sea or sink, I know that Jesus is my friend and that he'll pilot me.
The Gaither Homecoming Friends, kicking off this edition of Homecoming Radio. Now, here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Yeah. Here we go, boys.
Well, you don't knock.
You don't knock, you just walk on in.
That door.
That door to heaven's in.
Where there's love.
There's love and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
Well, I know.
I know my friends are there.
To rest.
To rest in heaven's nest.
You don't knock. Push your hold, the door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in. I walk life's winding road,
oh, yeah.
Trying to rid this load.
Oh, yeah.
Travel both night and day,
mm-hmm.
So tired I could hardly pray. Jesus, my light and guide,
oh, yeah.
He's ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm walking, I'm knocking into heaven.
Walk on in
that door
to heaven's in.
Well, there's love.
There's
Project, That's Gospel Brother, Gaither Vocal Band. You don't knock, you just walk on in. We've checked the books and the ratings are up for this part of the program. It's called the word of the day. Audience participation. Yes. If you pull out your bell, ring along with us here. If you know the word, it's a speed race, parallelogram. If you can be the quickest, you will be the winningest.
That's an easy one. Parallelogram, of course. Yeah. A parallelogram is simply a rectangle that couldn't quite make it. You know, a parallelogram got the sides right and failed at the corners. Many a good geometric shape has gone by the wayside by overlooking the corners and not tucking in the bed sheets tight enough. One of the biggest mishaps in the parallelogram creation was the invention of the oval in 1922. See, the oval didn't even have one corner. But on the bright side, it inspired the invention of the racetrack. Up to that point, many drivers had been injured on the parallelogram track. I mean, you could get up some good speed on the straightaways, then look out. Nothing like a 110-degree corner to ensure our eternal salvation. Just like riding with Bill Gaither on the West Virginia Turnpike.
That's right. Parallelogram.
Okay, well, luckily for you, I speak math. Don't let this blonde hair fool you. You know what it is? Kevin, it's a four-sided plane rectilinear figure with opposite sides parallel.
That's what I was going to say.
La-ti-da.
I know. I'm very fancy.
And here is the Goodman Revival continuing on the great tradition of the Goodmans. Rusty wrote it. These kids still singing it.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Got a million to heaven somehow. Though the devil tipped me and he tried to turn me around. He's off with everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame is for good. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache and I've met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down. And there I'd say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and he try to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, the worldly fame is so good. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Nothing in the world that will ever take the place of God's love. Oh, the silver and gold can never buy money touched from above. When my soul needs healing, I begin to feel his power. And it's there I'd say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil took me and he tried. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame, but good. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
No, no, no.
I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil's in me and he's trying to turn me around.
You know.
He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, the worldly fame.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil took me and he tried.
Goodman Revival. I remember the Happy Goodman, y'all. Happy Goodman family.
That's right. Yeah.
When I was 12 and they walked out on stage and Vesta was like an electrical storm in a beaded gown. And she had that hair high and lifted up, looked like 10 cow patties with a hairnet over it. And I've never heard anything like it before or since. And that was the song I heard when I was about 12 that made me fall in love with the Goodmans.
That so
we
knew it.
We couldn't afford the Happy Goodmans back then. We had the Sad Woodsman. Lasted about 20 minutes.
And of course, Vestal became queen of gospel music.
Yes.
And speaking of queens.
What a segue.
We have the Moon Pie Queen.
What?
In our midst. Bell Buckle update, my friend.
What's
going
on? Right.
Tori Taff.
Bell Buckle, Tennessee is where Russ and I moved to about 11 years ago. And you might ask why.
Did you move at the same time?
We did. He was slightly behind me. The thing about Bell Buckle, we're a thriving town of about 450 people. Most of them are artists. We have writers and painters and singers and mosaic artists and sculptors. It's a tiny town crammed full of talent, and it's been a joy to live there. And I have been, I don't want to brag, I have been. They have a festival every year.
Oh, boy.
It's called the RC Cola Moon Pie Festival.
I know. I've been there.
I've been there.
When Russ and I first moved, they, because we didn't know any better, they asked us to be the royalty of the RC Cola Moon Pie Festival. So Russ was the RC Cola King, and I wish you could have seen that. His face the entire time should have had a thought bubble that went, kill me now. He was a good sport. And I, of course, was overly enthusiastic, especially when they gave me a wooden sword to dub the winners of the watermelon seed spitting contest.
Oh,
wow.
So here we are 11 years later, and I've seen many Moon Pie Queens come and go. And they actually approached me and asked if I would be Moon Pie Queen again. Oh. Never in the history had there been a double Moon Pie Queen.
Wow.
So I, of course, graciously accepted. And that was last Saturday.
Twice.
Not once.
Wow. Yeah.
Twice. Has it ever happened before? No.
Once and forever reigning Moon Pie Queen.
In perpetuity, I like to think.
In perpetuity.
So Russ was so thrilled that he didn't have to be king this year that he drove me in his convertible, and I sat on the back and practiced my Rodeo Queen way. We had so much fun. It was so much fun. They gave me moon pies to throw.
Oh.
So I'm sitting on the back of this car kind of flinging party. Moon pies, and it was so stinking hot that they were basically s'mores by the time I hit a couple of toppers.
Wow.
So that was the big doings.
That is cool.
In Melba.
That's funny, Tori. Well, congratulations. We've all got to be known as something.
That was less than enthusiastic.
What an honor.
Let's move on to Life's Railway to Heaven with our buddy, Buddy Green.
Buddy Green.
Life is like a mountain railroad. Do you remember that one? Yeah. Start that engine back there. Listen. Life is like a mountain railroad. So that song says. And folks, that's the truth, you know, because it starts out kind of easy, you know, like childhood. You know, not a whole lot to it at first. You know, like a train leaving the station, build a little head of steam down through the valley. Nothing too hard about it at first, you know, till you come to your first little hill. Puberty. And you go a little bit further and you hit a big mountain, marriage. Well, then you crest the top of that thing and you picked up passengers. You got kids. From here on out, it's out of control. But what you got to remember now is Jesus is the engineer. And he's taking you all the way to glory. Amen? But hold on, folks, because life is like a mountain railroad. All aboard!
Thank you.
As Andy Taylor said about Briscoe Darling and his jug, I didn't know there was a pair of lips around with that much versatility, Buddy Green.
Wow. Buddy, that's one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
How do you breathe when you're playing like that?
With difficulty.
I would imagine.
No, you know, that's the cool thing about the harmonica is you do breathe. You know, if you're playing a horn, you know, you're just blowing out the whole time and you got to figure out circular breathing and all that sort of thing. But with a harmonica, you can just... And then just drive everybody crazy.
Oh. Do you ever hyperventilate?
I have seen stars before, yeah.
Really?
Especially after a song like Life's Railway.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you something. When you get up at high altitudes like in Colorado or in North Carolina, does that make a difference in your breathing?
Yeah, I can't do it. I had this job that brought me back every year for 3 or 4 years to Vail, Colorado. And the people were gracious as they could be, and Jeff Taylor went with me, and Jeff gets altitude sickness and gets violently ill. But I could, and you know, of course, the reason they wanted me to come was because they said, hey, can you do that thing you did at Carnegie Hall? And you know, they wanted all these hard harmonica parts. And I thought I would die getting through that thing every year. Finally, they quit calling us. The mercy of God.
The mercy of God.
Insurance policy wouldn't cover it.
Well, here's something to think about. In the Bible, we are called sheep, and sheep aren't meant to carry heavy loads.
Oh, that's right.
That's from Chad Harvey.
Wow.
Well,
that's good.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here's piano great Tim Parton.
one of the groups that had the greatest influence on the Booth Brothers, the Imperials.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was hoping as a vocal band.
After the vocal band, the Imperials.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about this song. We're going to hear Be Still My Soul. Russ and I wrote that, and this is a little has a little irony to it. Russ was trying to decide about leaving the Imperials and going solo. And that was a big decision. Because
I'm thinking about leaving the Booth Brothers.
Well, there could be a song in it. It was a big decision. The Imperials were at the top of their game, and there were a lot of opportunities there. And Russ just had this thing in him that felt like it was time to go. We'd been praying about it, and there was conflict inside the, you know, like every group. I'm sure not the Booth Brothers, but sometimes there can just be personality things. And my mother said to Russ, "Well, you can go anytime you want. I understand, but don't call it God. It'll be because you don't want to be there anymore."
Oh, wow!
And he was right. She was right. And so Russ said that one night on stage, he turned around and some of the people that had been sort of in conflict said, "I love you," to Russ, put their arm around him and said, "I love you." It was Jim Murray, the tenor singer. They had some personality issues, and it was true. He loved him, and we still love Jim. He was just, he just came to visit us in Bell Buckle last weekend. But the song that came out of that was we needed my mother. After my mother chastised Russ, she said, "Just be still and spend some time with God and figure out what you need to do."
Wow.
And that's what the song came
out. Great advice.
Beautiful, beautiful story.
Surrounded by the cares of life, situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Like I may lose control. A voice from somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage, and lets me know everything will be all right.
I hear him say,
"Still my soul, know that he is God.
He is God.
Stand quiet, he is the Lord. God is for me, who can be against me? My soul is the Lord. Teach me, Lord, to stay in you with my emotions. Try to rule me. Remind me, Lord, of who I am. Show me what you want me to be. There is great strength and confidence, knowing that you are with me. I'm not afraid of tomorrow, what waits ahead.
I hear him say,
"Be still my soul, know that he is God. Stand quiet, he is the Lord. God is for me, who can be against me?
He is God.
He's still my soul.
Imperials from the Priority Project, Be Still My Soul. Time now for a convention classic. It's a song taken from the days of the old singing schools, primarily in the American South and West, using the shaped notes do, re, mi, and some timeless theology.
I'd still
love to hear
those old convention songs and sing the old songs in shaped notes in four-part harmony.
Hey, Bill.
You're hired.
Try it again, Michael.
I'm not sure. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Bill.
I'm right here, Michael.
There you are. We are back here at Homecoming Radio.
Most of us are back here.
Just give us what you got.
And you know I love this period.
He's a teacher, and it's third period.
You know I love this time in the program because it's convention music.
Oh yeah.
And one of our favorite writers, Vep Ellis, or VP for those who knew him well, and I did not. But you're going to love this all the day long.
It's great having you
here. It's good to be here, Tori.
I want to hear a little something about a song that you guys do that's one of my favorite Booth Brothers songs, and it's called Castles in the Sand. Tell me about that.
Great song written by Mosey Lister. I think he wrote this in the 60s, 62 or 68, mm-hmm. something like that. Ronnie was the one that came up with the feel. That's a Gatlin Brother type, Eagles type of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, put him on the melody. It's Smooth as Silk. That was our second video with the Gaither Homecoming crowd there at Red Rocks.
Yeah, nice.
So
it was
beautiful.
A thrill.
There's a memory.
So after the rehearsal, we all went to eat at the hotel or wherever it was, and
when it was all over, Bill Gaither came up to Ronnie and I, I think I was on his right, Ronnie was on his left, put his arms around us and said, I'm going to take you boys around the country and around the world and let everybody know who you guys are. And I cannot tell you the, we all know what that meant, to be on the tour, to be on those videos. Mm-hmm. What was wonderful to find out, not only did it help our career, but boy, the friends that we, around this table.
That's right. And
so many more that we developed over the years. I wish people could experience, they've experienced the stage, but I sure wish they could experience when we were all hanging out during the day.
Yeah.
Those were the great times.
Oh my gosh. This is Castles in the Sand, the Booth Brothers.
Like a child by the seashore, building castles in the sand, foolish dreams I have dreamed day by day, leaving God out completely, till the day my castle's grand fell apart in the tide and swept away. In each life, storms will gather, rains descend and wild winds blow. Wise the man who in God is anchored fast. Are you then like that wise man? Are you sand, though they seem to be so grand, will surely melt away, for in life's raging storm they cannot stand. In the rock of the ages all my hopes are built today.
That's just what we needed from the Booth Brothers on this stress-dumping edition of Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Sandy Patty. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Well, it is rumor mill time.
Oh. Called rumor mill.
Rumor mill.
Rumor has it that these loony laws are still on the books in Alabama.
It is legal to drive the wrong way down a one-way street if you have a lantern attached to the front of your automobile.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's better.
In Montgomery, it's considered an offense to open an umbrella on a street for fear of it spooking horses.
Oh. Well, it does. It does do that.
That's legit.
And you cannot chain your alligator to a fire hydrant.
What? When did they start that?
For shame.
Wow. Well, they're a little nuts, though, but they are the law.
Rumor mill.
Well, as soon as a puppy dog comes by for that fire hydrant, it's over.
That's right. That's over.
One hit one.
To Memphis we go with the Blackwood Brothers.
I am riding, and through him I am dividing. Soon I'll reach my home in heaven by and by. Rolling by, riding high, I am rolling, I am rocking in the sky. By and by, rolling by, riding high, I am rolling, I am rocking in the sky. By and by, in the sky, soon I'll reach my home in heaven. By and by, rolling by, riding high, I am rolling, I'm rocking in the sky. By and by,
I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra. Here are the Neelands on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this weary land. I'm bound for the holy, holy white city, Lord, and is not, Lord, he is not, not made by hand. God and mother, sister and a brother, who have gone this way before, but they safely made the crossing, Lord, over to that distant shore. If tomorrow brings me sorrow, and I feel too weak to stand,
too weak to stand,
I'll keep trusting in my Savior, holding to his unseen hand. Well, as I journey, Jesus will lead me on this earth, well, on this earth to which I roam.
Having a good old time here at Homecoming Radio. Here is the voice of all voices, a song that he wrote, and it's still probably his most popular one today. End of the Beginning with the master, David Phelps.
On a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history and mystery in one. Then I opened up the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke.
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word.
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. It's a Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I've tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition, a made-up tales, just to help the weak to survive. Well, let me read it again, I said, but listen closely, this is gonna change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross. And that was the end of the beginning. Said with a smile, what more could there be? He's dead. You said they hung him and put nails in his hands and a crown of thorns on his head. I said I'll read it again, but this time there's more, and I believe that this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. Don't you see? He did all this.
David.
He is a freak of nature.
Isn't he?
Really is.
I know.
But tell him about Fargo, Bill.
Yeah.
This is a great story. Tell the Fargo story.
You all heard it, didn't you?
Well, the people at home haven't.
What? Oh, yeah.
People at home don't.
You know, this is a radio program, Bill. We include the people at home, too.
There's other people.
Great song. David wrote it. And back in the homecoming days.
We did it every night.
Yeah.
Somebody did it every night.
And David had this WWF beginning where the lights went dark and then the synthesizer.
Yeah, keyboards.
Synthesizer?
Yeah, keyboards.
Comes on.
Yeah.
like it's going to be Man Mountain Dean coming through the curtains. I'm going to get him if I, the wrestler kind of thing. So he had this all fixed. Did it every night. People would be on their feet by the time the thing was done. We were in Fargo at this big, big dome. It was so big that we could bus, we could park the buses over on the side inside.
Yeah, right. Great.
All of them.
Yeah, the big dome. And Guy and David were in the bus because the program started at 7, but the vocal band wasn't on about 8:15, so they weren't paying attention. They were just watching a movie or something. And it came time for David's thing. We were in the round, and all of the technical stuff was at the side of the stage there in the round. And I looked at Kevin, and and Kevin says, "David's not here." I said, "Start the track." Now, I'm saved and I'm sanctified, but on a given day, the sanctification kind of works.
I thought, don't want to be late.
He ain't here. We're going to do it one way or the other. And I said, start the track. And the other tech guy came up and said, he ain't here. I said, start the track. Yeah. So the lights go down and here comes the track. Ooh, no David.
Anthony Berger spun around and looked at me like, what?
Yeah. And so there's a spotlight in the middle of the stage. Spotlight comes on, but ain't no David.
Ain't no David.
But all of a sudden, you hear the melody. Watch a little bit of the first part of the melody.
I was taking a trip on a plane the other day.
Not get off the plane.
Yeah.
He starts playing it on piano, and I get on the horn, and I'm calling. I get a light on the piano. Get a light on the piano. Get the cameras on the piano. Yeah. He's playing the song.
And so pretty soon, the spotlight goes from the center of the stage over it. And at first, Anthony's kind of nice and kind about it, but the spirit of Dino.
Yeah.
And he starts playing at the end. He's doing it great. Yeah. He is actually playing the melody, and it gets more complicated. And when he gets it, bum, 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 and the people are on their feet.
Amazing.
David comes in about halfway through the song, and of course the bus is so far from the stage, there's no way he just sat there and looked at this. And the people are on their feet. And during intermission, you could not get to Anthony's table.
Yeah, they were lined up.
Well, we love hearing from you when you write to homecomingradio.com. Here are some of these notes that you sent in. Was that too soon?
That's great. So let me finish the story. So next week, Barry Jennings, who's president of our company, and my son-in-law, prints up a mock LP that says, Anthony Berger plays the hit songs of David. true story.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Here's a song my son wrote, and Gloria wrote the lyric to, Lord, Please Save Us.
Hear the sound of crying from the valley, rising from the weary, tired and worn, begging strength and mercy for the battle. Help to hold on faithful till the morning. Child, I hear your every cry. There has never been a time I have left you all alone. My beloved, you
There has never been a time I have left you all alone. You are my beloved. You must know that I would die to buy you back and make you mine. You're the apple of my eye. You are my beloved.
Gaither Vocal Band. Bill?
Well, our goal today was to bring a little friendship to your life, all the while encouraging you to hold on to the promise that Jesus is everywhere. I hope these songs were great reminders of that. Join us again next time, where we'll once again sing the songs of the gospel and bring music and smiles.
Well, we have stocked and loaded homecomingradio.com full to the brim, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. You can see the dates and times and places for future Gaither concerts and events and the cruises, all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
Well, as my good friend Jake Hess would always say, things will either get better or get worse or stay about the same. There's not much we can do about it, so let's just leave it in his hands. He can be trusted. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you later, folks.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.